Carrie, said Marin, as we ate our sandwiches in the lunchroom, someday, when you are the president of a big company, don't forget us little people. Then I really did burst out laughing, but so did Carrie and everybody else. I may live a boring life on a sleepy old farm in the middle of nowhere, but at least I have the greatest friends in the universe. Still, what I don't have is a clue about what's new and exciting. Whenever famous authors come to our public library to read new and exciting stories, they are always set in places far, far away. Big bustling cities like New York and Paris, where instead of bumpy back roads and pathways worn by footsteps across the field, there are broad, tree-lined avenues and elegant promenades in the park laid out with paving stones. Can you imagine walking along a path that is as pretty as a piece of art? Uh-oh, there's some commotion outside. Chapter 3. What's in the Barrel? Dear Diary, here's something that won't make sensational headlines on the front page of the Hamilton Herald. Yesterday, Dad was hollering like his shoes were on fire. The thing is, Dad isn't the kind of guy who raises his voice a lot. When it comes to words, Dad treats them like money. He is never stingy, but he's never extravagant. You might say he spends words carefully. But yesterday, he gave such a yelp that I ran down the stairs two at a time. I was so scared. Had he gotten hurt? As I opened the screen door of the kitchen, he put a finger to his lips and grinned at me. "Seems a wild animal threw a party in the feed barrel," he whispered. I looked over at the big wooden barrel where we store the grains for the ducks and the chickens. The top was loose, and I could hear scuffling and scratching sounds coming from inside.